Welcome in. We are joined with the Youth Services Manager for the Marshalltown Public Library, Joel LaVille. Wanted to bring you in to talk summer reading because that's going to kick off here June 1st in our community. So, Joel, can you first just start out and kind of explain, you know, that 10,000-foot view, what the summer reading is? I know there's a couple different components to it. So just for those that might not know, what is summer reading?
So our summer reading activities at the library kind of consist of both an ongoing reading incentive challenge, we call it, where kids of all ages and actually adults as well can earn prizes for reading and learning over the summer. And that's been going on for many, many years with the ultimate goal of, reducing summer learning loss, but also of just having fun, that, you know, to add an extra thing to for people's time in the summer. And then we also, of course, have free activities. And so those, we have lots and lots of free activities going on in the summer for all different ages. Some are weekly, some are, you know, special events. But we do have an events calendar on our website where at least June is complete and we're putting more stuff for July. So, you know, there's definitely stuff to do all the time at the library.
Yeah, lots of events and activities happening throughout the summer. We are going to focus on kind of the youth aspect here for the summer reading program. Let's talk about those challenges that kind of kick off June 1st. If I have this correct, Joa, don't they earn like badges and things throughout the summer?
Yep. So we actually have, for the last few years, we have used a software program called Beanstack, which helps people, or it helps us, and people can use that to track their progress. And so the way that our challenge is set up is we want people to make reading a habit lots of days in the summer. And so any day that people read or are read to, so that's how babies and preschoolers can also be included, at least like 10 or 15 minutes, then they would mark that day as a day that they read. And so we actually have a paper bookmark. A lot of people like to sign up on the online, they'll download the app or they'll sign up online or they'll have us sign them up. But they also, you know, the kids might want to actually mark the paper bookmark as well. And so people can really participate with the online software part as much or as little as they want. And of course, all the reading that's going on is taking place however people want to. They can read books they own, they can check out books, they can listen to books on audio, they can listen to someone reading aloud to them. You know, they can read the same book that they just got done with and it's a favorite and they want to read it again. Or they can do ebooks or digital downloads as well. But sometimes I just want to make sure people know that the online challenge doesn't mean you're reading online. It's just a way that we track so that we know when it's time to give you prizes.
Okay. So it sounds like I don't really necessarily need to come into the library to sign up. I can do that online.
That is true. So you can go to our website, marshalltownlibrary.org. There's actually, under the Kids Teen drop-down, Summer Reading and Other Challenges is the very first option. If you go to that page, you can click right into, you can get a little bit more information. There's a video if you want to see more how to sign up on Beanstack, or you just want to, I have a virtual summer visit that just kind of tells why would you want to come to the library in the summer. There's lots of reasons. But you can click on that and just set your account up. Parents can set up an account and add all their kids under the same account. It makes it a little easier. Older kids can just sign themselves up if they want. And then other people have already participated previous years or maybe in some of our school year challenges. So if you're already signed up, all you need to do is log into your account and register for the Level Up at Your Library 2025 challenge. We are in early sign-up right now, and so people can register. The reading that we count toward Summer Reading Challenge is June 1 to August 17th, but you can sign up today and actually earn your welcome prize. So just by signing up, you can come in and pick a free prize book. We have books for all ages, all different kinds of, you know, all different kinds of readers, board books, teenage books, graphic novels, nonfiction, so they can get a book to start out their summer reading, and that's thanks to Friends of the Library. And then also they can pick either a pack of Pokemon cards or a coupon for a McDonald's dessert, like an ice cream cone or cookie or whatever.
Yeah, those Pokemon cards are hot right now, Joa, so I think that might get some people to come in. And it sounds like it's kind of self-tracking throughout the summer, too, so you kind of do it, you know, at your own leisure. When you read, then you can go in and put that information in. I have that right?
Yep, that's absolutely true. So kids are welcome to, you know, keep track of their own on their bookmark, but then their parent could go in, you know, just every once in a while and catch up the days that they've marked, or people can just walk in with their bookmark and say, here's my bookmark, and we can mark the days. We do have people that don't want, you know, either don't know how or don't have a device or whatever. That's totally fine. So we will get them signed up so that we can use Beanstack to, you know, see what prizes they earn, but they can just participate on paper, or some people do like the app. There are badges, kind of cute-looking badges that turn colors when you earn them. So you earn a reading badge every 5 days that you read, and then you there are also activity badges of just educational and fun things to do. This year we tried to make a lot of our activity badges something that the whole family could do together, like doing a puzzle or, you know, going outside and kind of picking up trash for 30 minutes or, you know, just different things that people can do together. And so that is what you do. So our prize levels at 15 days of reading, there's another prize level. And then at 30 days, when you've read 30 days, plus you've done 5 activity badges, that is where a lot of kids are very excited to come in and adopt their bedtime buddy or stuffy. So that's one of our most popular prizes. But we also have other prizes, like at 30 days you get a coupon, a kind of a higher-end coupon, like a swim pass to get into the aquatic center. Wayward Social gave us some bowling passes this year. We have some food coupons. We have movie passes and that kind of thing. So, you know, there's all kinds of different prizes since this program is for all ages of kids with all different interests. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you telling us some of those levels for prizes. Joa, is there anything like a grand prize or a drawing that you're going to be doing at the end of the summer?
Yep, we always have grand prizes, and we're right now, if people came into the youth area and kind of walked over toward in between the chapter books and nonfiction, they'll see in the glass case we have the prizes all displayed. And I know I won't be able to remember them all because there's a lot, but how they earn a ticket is they do need to reach the 30-day completion, but even though it's called a completion badge, we obviously want them to keep reading. So they get a ticket at 30 days, but if they continue to log their reading and continue to read every 5 days, they'll get another ticket for the grand prize drawing. So there's things like there's a coding game that's for older kids. There's a Star Wars prize pack. There's a Rick Riordan book set. There's Elephant and Piggy book set. There's a Wayward Social bowling party and a Y swimming party, which I know those will be really popular. There's also a doll with doll clothes. I mean, there's a Lego airplane with little Lego guys. So there's Pokemon box set. As you mentioned, Pokemon's really popular. So we try to really make sure that there's something for everybody in there. So the more that you read, the more tickets you earn, and you can put them in yourself through the app, or you can just come in and tell us, and we're happy to do that. There is, if when you're in the app, you can actually see photos of all the different prizes under the tab that's for ticket drawings.
Okay. All right. So, Joa, I think we've covered most everything. You can register online or by coming into the library. We've talked about the different challenges happening. There's where you can check the calendar to see the events that'll be going on this summer, how to earn prizes, how to get tickets for the grand prize. Is there anything that we've missed so far?
I just want to say that we are, while you can sign up for Beanstack and participate and just come to the library to get your prizes, we do love to see people in person at the library as well. So we had last year we did this, and it was really a fun extra way to get prizes, and we're going to do it again. Members First has donated some Adventureland family four packs. They're donated 2 different sets, so we're going to draw in June and in July, as well as draw for Pokemon. We have some more Pokemon box sets. So to get those prizes, people just need to come and say hi to us at the youth desk when they're at the library anyway, and they can ask to enter. And I should mention, just because I've mentioned Pokemon cards so much, we are having a summer Pokemon club on Tuesdays from 2 to 4, so that is just one of our offerings free for kids. So if people have Pokemon fans in their family, they might want to check that out.
Yeah, awesome. We're joined today with Joa LaVille. She is the Youth Services Manager at the Marshalltown Public Library, talking about the youth side of the summer reading program. And you are the Youth Services Manager, but I know you have a little information you want to share about the adult summer reading program that's also happening. What do you know about that? What can you share?
So the adult summer reading program is the same theme, and they also use Beanstack, and they also have a paper version just like we do. And we have really worked with them to kind of have our, you know, have the programs run in tandem and have some things in common, because we know that while not all adults have kids in the youth program, there are some, and so we've tried to make it so, you know, families can participate together. So there are some badges that are in common between the adult and the youth. But to find out about that, just people can ask at the checkout desk. There are some adult programs coming up, as well as some intergenerational, right as soon as, you know, the beginning of summer. There's a mending clinic. There's we're having a sled dog program, a dog that's been on the Iditarod, and that will be for all ages. There's going to be a Nancy Drew program for fans of all ages, probably a lot of adults that are nostalgic about that. So lots of programs and ways to get prizes for adults as well.
Yeah, awesome. So we mentioned online a few times. What's the library's website that people can visit?
Yeah, it's marshalltownlibrary.org. And I should mention we've newly revamped our e-newsletter. So you can actually sign up for the e-newsletter to be delivered right to your email. That comes out once a month right now. So that would be a good way to kind of, you know, be reminded of all the fun things going on at the library.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate all this information, Joa, as June 1st is quickly approaching. So thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.